833 Joe Alex. If you call right now, you've got a shot. You got to give us a good story, though. I want to know what happened when you were drunk. Something funny, making a fool of yourself. Maybe you got locked up. I don't care what it is. Just the best story. We'll kind of all decide here. Me, Alex, Live the Web Girl, and Pork Chop. We'll hook you up with a BAC Track C6. It's this keychain breathalyzer. I guess it could actually like hook up to your smartphone and tell you where you're at. Now, obviously, like this does not mean that you can, you know, drink and drive. And I don't even know how accurate it is. But Pork Chop's used these before, and I think it's at least interesting to see. Like fun at home to check it out. But don't actually use it. It does not help you for like, well, I think I'm okay to drink and drive now. Yeah. No, don't drink and drive. Take an Uber, take a Lyft. But if you'd like to win one, well, give us that story. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Sorry, Liv, you are not eligible for this contest, even though you probably have some of the best drinking stories of all time. She gets all the prizes. Let's kick things off with Shay, listening on the new 92.1 Radio Now in Houston. Shay, let's hear what you got. Okay, Shay, good kickoff. I like it. Misty, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What up?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Let's hear your story.
Probably about 5 years ago, I was at my aunt and uncle's wedding reception, and she's the bride. I'm, you know, just there having a good time. She's drinking clear tequila. I'm drinking dark tequila. Mm. I don't remember how I ended up at my cousin's house, who is behind a church. I'm parked in the church parking lot. I had to pee, so I relieved myself twice in a church parking lot, and my nephew comes around the corner while I'm peeing in the parking lot.
Oh, that's awkward.
No, yeah, you definitely need to have this breathalyzer. Hang on, Misty. We might come back to you. Let's go to Jay. Hey, Jay, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's your drunk story?
Yeah, so when I was younger, I lived in Florida, and my friend and I, for some reason, whenever we get intoxicated, of course, we're just kind of young and reckless, we'd feel like these signs that were out front of, like, Denny's and various places like that, the advertisements, and we throw them in the trunk of our car and just kind of, like, try to collect them. Well, there was this car wash next to this Denny's, and as you go through a car wash, you see this big height clearance sign that says, you know, 6'5" or whatever, 7 feet tall. Well, we saw that, and we thought it was, like, the mecca of all signs, so jumped up there and grabbed it, and then next thing I know, like 15 minutes later, the cops show up and got arrested for stealing a height clearance sign from a car wash. It was called Grand Theft, and spent the night in jail.
Dang, so they weren't playing. They didn't give you a warning. They just locked you up.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah, and they, like, showed us on the video surveillance of me, like, jumping up and grabbing the sign. It was pretty embarrassing.
You must have
obviously
an epic jump.
Yeah, no kidding. Your vertical is impressive. I'm very proud of you. Hang on. That might be one of the stories here. We're looking for your best drunk story this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show. Let's go to Kayla. Hey, Kayla, what is your drunken story? What happened?
So it was my first time on tequila, but drinking tequila, I took 10 shots, and I put my phone in my bra and ended up throwing up in the toilet. And then I went to the bathroom right after, not thinking. I was just super drunk. Flushed the toilet, and I couldn't find my phone the next day.
Oh, no.
And the toilet was clogged, and there was a whole bunch of baseball players over and obviously going to the bathroom and stuff. And they're like, why is the toilet overflowing? Why is it clogged? Like, who flushed something down there? They had to take the whole toilet, like, sewer system apart. They power washed it out, and they found my phone.
Oh, my gosh. How much did that cost? How much did it cost to have somebody take all that apart?
They actually were plumbers, like the people that house it were, so they just did it all.
What is the irony of that? That's insane.
I know.
Now, did your phone still work?
Rice.
No, it did not work. And the worst part was my license was in it, so I had to use my license, and it was just so gross.
Ew.
No, that's when you get a new license. I think they issue them for, like, doo-doo instances. All right, that might be the best one so far, Kayla. Hang on. We got two more we'll go to. Let's talk to Alex, not from the Joe and Alex Show, but Alex, who's listening in Houston. Hey, what's up, Alex? What is your story?
So my story is, as a freshman in college, we were at a party, and it got raided, of course. And so being drunk, I decided, okay, we're going to run from the cops. So I decided to climb a tree and hide from the cops. They never found me.
Good for you. You were up there. How long did you have to stay up there?
I was up there for a good 20 minutes. And from that, I got the nickname Sea Frog.
That is great.
You should have been like, woo, 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 woo.
That'd be owl. That'd be an owl, though.
Oh, what was her nickname?
Ribbit. Tree Frog.
Oh, okay, Tree Frog. I could not hear her. I'm going deaf over here. And finally, Chelsea, then we'll review them all. We'll do a little roundtable discussion. Chelsea, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What was your drunk story?
I was in San Antonio, Texas. I was on a military base. We were celebrating because we had passed a very important test for part of our training, and we had to report to formation, and I made it until about 2 minutes, and I ended up throwing up all over everybody in front of me.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry about that.
So what happens when you throw up at a military base in formation?
You try to stand at attention. Mm. It worked very well. I got pulled aside and had to do extra duty for a month.
I was going to say, did they make you do push-ups?
No, because at that point, I wasn't able to stand up very well.
Yeah.
Let alone stay in front-leaning rest.
Push-ups.
They wait until you sober up to remind you, and then they work the rest out of your system.
Dude.
Wow.
Physical exertion.
I definitely have secondhand embarrassment listening to that one.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, guys, let me review these real quick, and let's pick one winner. We'll try to do, even though there's four, maybe we'll get a tie. But Chelsea, we just talked to, and Indy threw up in formation when she was in the military. We had Misty. She was going to the bathroom after drinking all the tequila. Her little, I think, cousin came out and saw her.
Nephew
in the parking lot. That's something you don't want to see. Jay and Indy was arrested for stealing one of those high clearance signs. They caught him on camera, and the police came like 15 minutes later. Kayla and Indy threw up in the toilet, flushed her phone down there like it fell out of her bra, took a dump and flushed the toilet, clogged it, broke it. Yeah, her phone didn't work either. That's pretty bad. And then Alex in Houston climbed up a tree to hide from cops, and they call her a tree frog.
I've done like three of these.
I feel like tree frog for me.
All right, what do you think, Pork Chop?
I liked Kayla's story.
I liked
which one was
the
that?
Throw up in the toilet one?
Yeah.
Okay. I liked tree frog.
Oh, my gosh. And I like the throw up in the toilet story. So we got a tie now between Kayla throwing up in the toilet and flushing it down and Alex the tree frog.
So what are we going to do? Have them guess a number between 1 and 10?
I think we could do that as simple as that is. Yeah, because they're both really good stories. Let me punch them back up there. Kayla, we got you. Alex, we got you. Pork Chop, why don't you, since you're the official judge. Okay, that's the number you're going with. Okay, we will let Kayla pick first. Kayla, pick a number between 1 and 10. The closest, you can go over or under, it doesn't matter. But the closest to the number will win this BAC Track C6 keychain breathalyzer.
2.
Okay, what is your guess, Alex, in Houston?
7.
Ooh, Kayla, you win.
Woo! The number was 4. Hey, you know what, though? We can all celebrate that we got drunk, guys. That's always a good thing
That's
to celebrate.
Right.
So hang on the line. Congratulations to everybody else that has those awesome stories. And I don't know. I got one of these, too. I kind of want to try it out and see what it is. Pork Chop, you and I blew over the legal limit. Did you have one like this or no?
No, that seems a lot cooler than mine. It's got smartphone connectivity. That's cool.
Yep.
Dang.
Estimate your alcohol level. Consume alcohol responsibly. Test friends and family.
I want one.
There you go. Well, I'll let you borrow mine. I got the little spray.
Okay. One time, the cops were after me and my friend, and we just laid down in the bush, and the cops came over and flashed their flashlights in our face, said, "We can see you, like, get up." They were laughing, and in our heads, we're just like, if we just be quiet,
they won't see us.
And so then finally, after 15 minutes, they got annoyed that we wouldn't get up, and they just walked away.
Actually, you know what? I take it back. Sorry about that. Live the Well Girls just won this week's prize. Congratulations.